I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. American pastor Andrew Brunson remains a prisoner in Turkey. The new charges Brunson received in August were more recently followed by the prosecutor in his case, suggesting a severe sentencing. Middle East Concerns, Miles Windsor.
Realistically, this isn't about prosecuting somebody who's committed a crime. This is about gaining leverage from somebody who is seen as somebody of value. So, you know, actually what's being leveled at him is, however, very severe, and that's 4 consecutive life sentences.
And while we advocate for Brunson's release politically, we must also remember to keep praying for him and his family. From his prison cell, Brunson recently penned a song pledging his devotion and suffering to God. You can see it at missionnews.org. And in many ways, the Great Commission is a task of intention and urgency. This is especially true when it comes to Bible translation. Bruce Smith, president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates, recently shared some exciting news.
We have helped to launch 383 new Bible translations over the past 12 months. So that's an unprecedented pace of new Bible translation starts. What it has actually done is actually increase the demand for support from language groups that are still without scripture who are looking for help starting their translations.
And to meet the need, Wycliffe Associates is planning to launch hundreds of new projects over a period of 90 days, and they're inviting you to join them to help provide for the technology and training for these projects. Again, head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.